We are beginning to see the potential of artificial intelligence and how it gives wings to smart people. Let's see, I have a really cool app for you. It's called Workout Roulette. I discovered it thanks to its creator, Alfredo Artiles, CTO at Audience, who shared a tweet a few days ago that said, "I've started this site project to experiment with AI engineering on something where I have the criteria to see if AI is cool or not. It started as something for personal use, but I got excited. Try it and tell me what you think." Well, here we are, Mr. Alfredo. We're going to do a little review, to give a little feedback, to contribute our little heart. Do you see me with the 540 PowerRay training shirt? Because I just tried the application in all its splendor, so I've been able to see a little bit about it. Let's get to it. First, here we have the Workout Roulette landing page and we can see that it's cool. In what ways do we see it? Well, we see it in the finishes. For example, when you hover, here's the button. This is strange that a human would decide. Maintain these styles. So, these are little things that you see and say, yeah, Javi, but if you calculate the return on investment that was invested in making this landing page, which, hey, has effects, it's conversion-oriented, in the sense that it says what it has to say and, a very clear primary call to action. So, yes, there are things that we would obviously polish, but 80% of what is needed is done, 100% of what is needed with 80% of the quality and in 5% of the time that it would take you to do all this by hand. So, well, here we see that each person judges for themselves, but we already see little things, right? What the heck, this, well, surely Alfredo, well, without the AI issue, wouldn't have dared to do it because, damn, what a hassle to have a landing page and this and that. Well, let's get to the point. Come on, let's go. As I was saying, I just shared a finished Sunday workout, my first experience with such and such, and therefore you can share your workouts. What does this mean? Well, here you see what I just did. We are recording the MCP server course, and something really cool happened. Alfredo not only gave us the okay to publish the review that you are seeing, it's thanks to, but he told us that, if there are enough likes on the video, next week we'll have a live stream with him analyzing how Workout Roulette is made. All its code. With what it's used in. All its code, how it's using AI and how the workflow is. I mean, he's told me super cool things about, hey, mobile first and such, so, wow, to be able to see how you could also do these types of applications like that, super cool. If you leave a like and we see that there's interest, well, we'll give it a go. Live next Tuesday, bell, subscribe and that way you'll be notified. We'll leave you with the continuation of the review. This workout was generated for me by Workout Roulette and it consists of a series of parts, so to speak, right? Sections of, okay, hey, first we're going to do mobility warm-up, come on, 8 minutes, right? And you do this, you do that and you say, wow, I have doubts about what this catsy thing is. Well, you press the info button and it gives you a brief description of how to do it and the primary benefits. Here's the first feedback. So I realized that I was repeating a pattern, the fact that sometimes with the explanation it's still not clear to me. First, it would be cool if the explanation was cached because sometimes I ask for it and said, Javi, you're really hard to understand, aren't you? If you have to ask for it several times and it's like, okay, well, but first you do like a general review of the training and it's like, okay, I'm understanding it. But then you're going to really get into it and say, wow, this, which one was it? Was it this one or was it that other one? So, huh? When I clicked on it again and saw that, at least on the mobile, now it does seem like it's cached, well, at least on the mobile, I don't know if it's because that amount of time has passed or what, but I had to rethink the spinner and I said, even so, there are times when it's not entirely clear to you. Here, especially with this one of the figure 4, I had never done it before and I saw that I repeated a pattern which was to copy this, simply go to YouTube and here, directly search for a short that would tell me. Okay, so this is it. Quote. So, here, something like feedback that we could apply super easily or relatively simply, well, take and do that same algorithm, but in this here, that is, have here the first short that comes up when searching for this on YouTube and that way be able to press play and not have to go to another application and I don't know what, I don't know how many things. There are things that I already knew what type of stretching or exercise they were. But when I saw them by this name, well, maybe I didn't realize, damn, this could be this or that, or it could mean this or that. So, with a silly little drawing here, which Alfredo must have thought of, because Alfredo is a phenomenon, but with a silly little drawing here, like a schematic of yes, this is this, well, I would have gone miles without having to give him the explanation and see I don't know what and see I don't know how much. So, the first thing I saw was that, right? To say, wow, how cool, what a very structured type of training dis to me, and that is appreciated. Look, another little thing about polishing the AI, huh? I've used the hover here before from my mobile, so I didn't even notice these hover effects, so you see the level of criticality it has. But hey, when you see it you say, how weird, quote quote dot. Anyway, we have these sections where the workout is super well structured, like, okay, we have that warm up, then we have strength, okay? Perfect, let's do it all. Then we have core and stability flow, okay? Perfect, working. And finally, cool down and, come on, let's calm down, right? So, I really liked it. I would like to see those 5 phases here of the 22 exercise granularity and, gosh, divide this progress bar into those 5 phases or whatever, right? And that it was clearly visible as phase 1, phase 2 or phase 3. I think that would be cool so that I wouldn't have to keep scrolling like crazy, man, this never ends. And it seems too much to me, right? The workout. I'm used to doing workouts in 3 phases. Warm up, strength and then the workout for the day, so to speak. So, I was scrolling and it seemed really long to me, so something like that might make sense. More stuff, things that I found interesting. Here we have Alfredo also sharing today's beach workout. I've practically used the app as a graphical interface to execute the workout, because I've dictated to it exactly what I wanted to do in the app. And this is interesting. Why? Because the workouts, and this is the app's super feature, I mean, when you go in here I can see my workouts, right? That I've generated and I can also generate a new one. If I'm going to generate a new one, and this is something I think needs improvement, it tells me what equipment I have and it would be cool if the last thing I selected when generating the previous workout was already pre-selected, because it's rare that it would change, right? Maybe I've changed location and, hey, I'm going to the beach to train or whatever. Okay, so here I don't have this, this and this, but at least I have your user profile equipment as a base, I think. That would be cool. So, let's select 4 things here. Then it asks you for your skills. Here again, it's harder for me to put myself in a situation where it makes sense to ask the user again, right? Because it's rare that the user's skills have changed. And finally, here comes the interesting part, the, hey, what do you want to do today? Right? So this is what Alfredo was referring to, damn it. In the prom he specifies exactly what he wanted and I simply used the graphical interface of a timer. We'll see that now. So, what I really liked. Well, first of all, you can select the time, and this seems silly, but damn, when you go to the gym, no, here the workouts are 1 hour long. So, being able to say, no, I have a 30-minute slot and I can do something quick. I think it's an application for me, the use case, if I continue using it, which I really think about, would be as a compliment. I already go to my training center for whatever, but, maybe I go 3 days a week, or whatever. And I already have a gap on Saturday, but damn, I'm too lazy to go there because I want something lighter, or I want something that works this part, or whatever. So, in my case, I imagine it as a cool compliment to use occasionally at a given time, right? Maybe once a week or something like that. So this or today I couldn't go because my day was complicated, whatever, but damn, I can still get 30 minutes, so generate something for me today, right? What do you hear? This week they're working on this at the gym. On top of that, it would be cool to be able to send me screenshots of the last 3 workouts you've done. And tell me if you want to reinforce, continue reinforcing those parts or, you want something complementary to work other muscle groups or whatever, right? So, wow, with AI that's where I think the potential shines, right? Because it's like, okay, well, clack, 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 I'll take screenshots of the gym app, send it to you and you can make something adapted to that, right? That would be great, quote. And also, in terms of data, of course, from Workout Rouette we will have that data from those workouts that users have done in all those gyms, with which we could further enrich that database and use it for multiple purposes, right? That we can think of. Here we have the issue of warm-up and cool-down, which in the end are a bit like those sections that we saw that made the workout seem very long to me. Well, hey, if you want, you can turn off the cooldown. This is great, but as I said, I liked including it because I normally think it's something that is considered optional, right? No, you come here to your center and the workout starts here and ends here. It's like, yeah, but I like that cooldown part of like, I stay stretching or whatever. So conceiving it as a whole is really cool to me, so, I'm going to choose to leave it. Look, learning what I take away from using the app. We were saying at the proms, here are the suggestions that Alfredo has been making, because if you follow his Twitter, well, there was the guy from the beach over here who was saying that, such and such. So, it's really cool, to be able to see that, examples, because sometimes, damn, what happens to me if I don't go to a gym with a gazillion machines and I don't know what, it's because I have no idea what to do. I just go there and it's like, you know? I mean, it's like, I like the idea of, hey Javi, this is the menu for the day. And I like it because, first of all, I don't have to think about, okay, someone has already made sure that this makes sense at a muscular level, both in the training itself and in the training that we've been doing this week, this month, etc. And someone who has more knowledge than me, so I'm reading that part to you, so to speak, to say it, and then it also serves as a bit of a challenge for me to say, hey, okay, so today I'm supposed to be able to do this, right? So, man, I like that part. Quote, so something like that is great for me because it's like, okay, if I go to the gym or I have four things at home or whatever, I don't have to think 100 times about okay, so what do I do? And I don't know what. So, here, what did I say? Let's see, for example, right? Well, if we take one of them. Come on, let's take this one. Here, what happens? Because here, of course, acronyms come out, right? Well, it's possible that if you haven't been training for whatever reason, you don't know. So, if this bothers you, well, you just want to start, let's do. I want to start, getting in shape, 30 minutes and generate and let's see that this is the great thing about AI, which is like, no, it won't understand me. Let's see what it does with this, right? So there we see, the loading screen does get stuck. This is curious and it's like, wow, if it's precisely the spinner, it would be cool if that kept rolling smoothly, right? If the spinner gets stuck, which is what's giving you feedback when loading. That things are happening and that, hey, wait, this is controversial, right? So, well, nonsense there. And it says, full body, fitness kickstart. Perfect, spectacular. 18 exercises, perfect. 26 minutes. We ask for a maximum of half an hour. It works. We have warm up. It says 3 minutes and this tells me that it's a lie. This is miscalculated. Why? Because I took screenshots before, here for example we said a foundational strand circuit 34 minutes, but then a and here a grade workout, I don't know what in total time 13 minutes. So, what happens? I was like, wow, of course, what's going on here? So, this is true that it seems that those calculations aren't done well and it blows your mind a bit, honestly. A, more things that I've seen using it like this and such, A, that when it ends in the final round it doesn't make any noise. So, in the final round here which was this was, where are mine? Let's see, A, my workout, here the one I did today, this one, A, here I told him, hey, I haven't done anything for 2 weeks because potatoes and I'm going to start getting back into the routine tomorrow. Give me something, but gently, don't overdo it, okay? So, the proposal is cool, in terms of content, so to speak, in terms of the proposal, now let's talk, let's first analyze the application. But what happened here is that the last thing was deep breathing, right? To finish the end of the end and I was breathing, I said, well, that's not how long the 90 seconds last. It felt longer, I have to tell you. It felt even longer than those breaths that I had already finished. The screen turned off and such, but since I was there in my mindfulness, I didn't even notice. But it did feel longer, yes. This part here says, forearm plank, plank on one side and plank to the other. Plank and plank, the classic backstroke. Well, here I say, but Alfredo, I mean, 45 seconds and I read it diagonally when someone was starting the day and I said, Okay, go all out, come on, hey, today we're going to work the core, spectacular forward. And he says, sure, three sets. And this is also feedback because I found it interesting here, you know? And I think more people improve because at first it's confusing. Obviously all this research, once you understand how it works, it works. But at first it's like, what do I mean? First it's three sets, so what does this mean? Well, it's three repetitions, which is three repetitions of this. So, you're going to do a forearm plank, 10 seconds of rest, forearm plank, 10 seconds, forearm plank, 10 seconds and then you jump to the plank on the other side or the side. So from this, of course, you say, okay, well, here you're talking to me about sets and here you're talking to me about rounds. So, of course, in my head, when I read it, okay, I have to do three repetitions of this, then three of this, then three of this and that's a round and from there I have to do another round. So here the fact of using different words for the same concept, which really wasn't the case, really it's 3TR3 3 3 3TR3 and it works, right? Well, the fact of using different words for the same concept there has been confusing to me and even more so here I go. Here when, for example, you're taking those 10 second break after having done the third repetition, right? Of the side plank and it tells you, hey, okay, well here you are in the side plank. What happens? I think, and this is something that I've compared to training in a training center or whatever, of course, you have the coach there who says, come on, 10 seconds, I don't know what. Or you see, you have auditory feedback, right? Because you hear the beep, beep, then you know that you're in the last three. What happens, that when you're alone at home and such, that type of feedback is even more critical so that you don't have to be looking at your phone doing a plank and there, you know? Or even worse, if you're doing a sandbag exercise or whatever and your phone is further away. This is a small 3D set and the next up, I'm not even going to tell you. So, it was like, oh, this screen has a huge margin for improvement, and not just on the screen at the UI level, at the information display level, but at the UX level, to say, wow, there are times, and here I think it's an AI thing, there are times when it does, but I haven't been able to remember what the pattern was, because there are times when it does make the beep in the last 3 seconds, but there are times when it doesn't. There are times when it gets to the end it makes the beep and that's it. And if it's the last thing, it doesn't even make the beep and you just stay there breathing. So, the idea is to add some kind of sound, even a voice that says 10 seconds or something like that so that you know, okay, I have 10 seconds left or I'm halfway through or whatever. So, having more auditory feedback there so you don't have to look at this so much. That makes it, I think, not so necessary to take up so much screen space, because, of course, once you leave your phone there, and something that's really cool is the fact that we can see it here. Being able to set the keep screen awake, which I would enable by default, and if you don't want it then you can disable it. But, it seems amazing to me and it seems amazing to me that a web app can do this. I didn't know there was a pip for this, so I had to deal with that. I'll go back to the moment we were saying that we have this, we're not going to be touching the phone, at least I'll leave it there, right? And I'll look at it and it'll work. So, what happens? Having information that takes up more than one viewport, that's in the above default is critical because it's like, no, I'm not going to be fiddling around there, which would eat up 50% of the real effective screen that the user is going to use with the circular this, I don't know if I just saw it. I know it's like the most critical, right? The seconds and it's been extremely useful to me, but I don't know if, assuming that this takes up 25% or something like that, we could convert this information that we're entering here into text, into, for example, like they do in video games that have three little balls and you know that those are the three sets, right? So, also on a psychological level, well, we also play with the factor of, okay, well, you've got one, you're missing these two and you can see that they're empty. And in that they go in a color that I don't need to read 3 of 3 or whatever. Then also the thing at the end is like very critical, I think, for me, at least in what's happened to me, knowing when I have to repeat the same exercise and when to move on to the next one. It seems silly and it's like, Javi, but what's wrong with you, buddy? You go in there to work out and you don't even know how to count anymore. And it's like, well, maybe it's possible. I mean, what do I mean? What? I really like the whole disconnect thing. And do I like that thing? I really like the whole, not even counting thing. I mean, in that sense, I know that maybe this is wrong, or whatever. I have no idea. But, the thing is, sometimes it happens to me that I don't know which round I'm on. So, having different moments of celebration, right? That's where I want you to be doing the side plank on the left side and the transition between one exercise and another, between this one and the side plank on the right side, to have some kind of transition animation here and that these 10 seconds of rest between one exercise and another are not aesthetically the same 10 seconds that there were between each of the three repetitions of this exercise, right? So that it makes it obvious to me, okay, now we have to make the transition. I think this, the fact that it was so obvious in a differentiating way or whatever, would mean that I wouldn't have to be so aware of whether this next one is going to be I don't know what or the next one is going to be I don't know how much, right? Because I already know that when the exercise changes, the total changes. Okay, more things, more things. I don't know if the total time would be cool in any way or if there are too many counters or whatever, but maybe playing with different formats, right? If you have the time of the current exercise in a little circle, then you have three little balls for the set of this exercise. Then you have a bar, I don't know, for exercise threes of C or whatever, or you put it here above threes of C in some way. I don't know if a line of the exercise, the total time, would make sense, because you're in the middle of training and it's like, damn, how much do I have left? It's already 12, whatever, right? Okay, more little things, more little things. Come on. Here when you're going to share, this made me laugh a lot, you finish the workout, okay? Perfect. There's no sound there. We've said it several times, I'm not going to bore you with it, but put in a sound and a different one, right? A celebration, like, hey, you've finished it. Let's go. So, here, great job, okay? You finish your workout and, completed blocks. I would like this to be, if it doesn't come out, look, 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 look. Sure. Maybe put this on the exercise screen, damn, too much information, too many counters. Okay, okay, I buy it. But at least when you finish one of these, a block, one of these five sections or four, and celebrate it, right? The check, check, you have two left and it's like, okay, come on, checkpoint, let's continue, right? So, this is what you get now when you finish and you get the option to save it and then you only get the option to share and here it comes, I really like this and I would say to encourage sharing. Of course, because in the end, being in an application in such an early stage, what I think, I consider interesting is, damn, trying to generate a level effect, getting those first evangelists, like in this case, well, it would be me, right? Or early adopters, or whatever it is that encourages me to try it, or whatever. But this is, in turn, well, a snowball effect. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know, on top of being CTO of audience, which then is like, isn't the option to share, we really want the user to do it, so we're going to try to remove all the barriers they might have. So this information seems super cool to me because I think that it goes along those lines, right? Hey, keep in mind that when you share it, you won't include personal information about your team, skill levels, or whatever. So, maybe it would make sense to include it here somehow. I don't know what the best way would be to do privacy-safe sharing or share privacy-safe workouts. I don't know. Something that makes me intuit that even if I haven't clicked on it, this will be there later, right? And then also incentivize it in some way, like, damn, I now know that I have 8 credits left. Well, if you're interested in me sharing this, well, hey, for every time you share I'll give you 1 more credit or I don't know. Some incentive system like referrals at the end in the last phase of AR, well, we would be there. And, here, it's interesting because I had everything in English, and this is in Spanish. Your workout is publicly accessible with this link, which here gives me the option to select, instead of copying, but here it gives me the copy option. And it's like, in what case would I want to select this without copying it? And, if you can do the copy functionality, why don't you put it here and save yourself this secondary call to action of copying the link? I don't know if I would put the one to open the link. It's like trying to limit, right? It's like if you're in an e-commerce shopping cart and it's like trying to avoid vanishing points, right? So it's like, no, no, I want you to share. So, at this point, I would try to limit the options to share and to work. Yes, important. This has turned out to be something that I think could be pretty cool. When you're on this screen and you click here outside in what would be the safe area or outside the pop-out, the pop-out doesn't go away and you have to click here. And this seems silly, but especially from a mobile phone it's like, damn, having to go up and stuff. Something similar happens here, right? It's like we're repeating the close button and the X here, which I don't know if it's necessary, hey, but it might make sense precisely because of this, right? For having a mobile phone in this case, here I would only have the copy button and we would give the text a twist, right? Of shared training, ready, now share it as you prefer and as it's happening. Without there being too much in between. But that said, at the content level, at the level of what the training is. Yeah, well, there have been things that have surprised me, and what I really like about the app is that it makes the expectations very clear from the start, right? Hey, this is a personal AI trainer, so I expect that, hey, the workouts are generated by an AI, but it's true, and I would highlight this on the landing page, that in the end it is an AI, but it is an AI that the person who has been interacting with it has not been me, who is a fool and has no idea about any of this, but rather it has been a person like Alfredo, who going back to the beginning, we didn't say, wow, I did it in a domain in which I do have a certain level of knowledge to see how much it freaks out and how much it doesn't. Quote, quote, dot. With which I understand that at the level of the prompts that are thrown at him to shape that prompt that I first throw at him, right? That is to say, I tell him, hey, I want to get back to activity after 2 weeks without doing anything, okay? I'm not telling him anything there. Well, either add mobility issues or go for it. So, that work, I think I would value it both here and in the landing page of, hey, okay, yes, this is Konya, but be careful that it is based on this training philosophy or whatever, right? I think there is a value there that making it visible, would be cool. So, we were saying, hey, I like managing expectations and such, but that, at the same time, works against the experience, because, for example, I don't know if these, and I insist that maybe I'm a fool, but these 45 seconds, 3 repetitions after coming 45 seconds, 3 repetitions after coming 45 of planks, it was like, wow, I don't know if this is necessary or is she crazy. Because in the prom it said that everything had to be 45 seconds or whatever. Quote. So, where am I going? To reinforce that part of hey, yes, this workout has been generated by AI, but it has been validated by humans in the sense that I have looked at this because then it doesn't scale and then it loses its charm, okay? But if you have an average of, okay, when a workout is generated, I validate that it meets these criteria, okay, well, hey, we don't do exercises of I don't know what, we do I don't know how much. Which is like giving the user a bit of peace of mind, okay, yes, this is generated by AI, but don't think that nobody is piloting it, right? So, that would be a bit of reinforcement, which at this point especially, I would have liked. I also found this Van Paps here strange. It was like, I don't know, it seemed to me in this strength section, right? We came from quite intense exercises, let's say, and coming here was like, oh, well, I don't know if this snuck in or I'm not understanding something. So, again, we go back to that, right? To say, okay, well here there is something that has to do with the purpose of that exercise that is not being made visible and that, perhaps, would have given me enough confidence to say, okay, yes, yes. Javi, let's do it, this makes sense, because it is precisely the purpose that here you relax a little before the next round. Now I don't know if I got confused and in fact there were 3 rounds of this? Because, or no, 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 well, I don't know if that, to go beyond how the exercise is done, to include the purpose of this, would be cool beyond the benefit, because the benefit is like the benefit in particular of doing this exercise. And here I would be talking, I'm referring to the purpose in the set of exercises of this proposed training, and that would be a bit of a move. Then here you change from Spanish to English and the order of the languages changes, right? On the right was Spanish, I clicked to change Spanish and now the language is. So this switch, seems strange to me because it changes that consistency. It would include many more sounds, important. It would notify the user, I don't know if with one of these magical APIs like Screen Awake, you could also tell if their phone is on silent or not, because I always have it on silent. So, of course, I say, oh, I suspect this will have sounds, but they won't be ringing because I have it on silent. So, notify the user, hey, or even just like that, right? If you have this activated, deactivate it, to be able to hear the sounds and such. That would be cool. And not much else, here the upgrade Tropo in your Pro says that it's coming soon, so we'll be waiting there. The contact doesn't do anything to me. Oh, yeah, now, damn, shut up. Open break because the email potatoes. Okay, perfect. And here profile. Well, I have information. Free credit status plan is available. Okay, perfect. User ID. You can now use ID version 7 because this is going to be a hit, Alfredo. It's going to be a hit. And there are going to be hundreds of millions of users, and then the locality of the indexes of the primary key of your user's identifier is going to improve a lot if you use in version 7, and there's no problem filtering when the user was created. So go ahead with that, okay? And not much else. I mean, very cool, very cool, very cool. This is the one I made based on the preset prompts. I don't know. If you give me your okay, I'll publish this video on Codeli's channel so that more people can. Yeah, I've seen this about share feedback and I've seen that you're using PawShock, it's really cool, I love it. Also PawShock, for the people who are watching this video, highly recommended. Lately, I don't know, it's positioned itself in recent years, let's say, as a super developer-friendly tool, with exceptional content marketing. And I love that it's made us stop using very established tools for, no, this type of product analytics, whatever, it goes with this and we've gone with Post. So, take a look, it's really cool and full of that. And not much else, I'd love to know what happens if I run out of credits in the sense of how I can get more by subscribing to Pro or Surprise, but I think I'll catch you, Alfredo. If I don't push Pro, I'll run out of credits before I can pay. Hey, it's really cool. Hey guys, as I said, if Alfredo gives it, we'll publish this on YouTube, and if we publish it, take a look at it, support it there, since he's someone from the Codeli environment, let's put it that way, who does a lot of things and, therefore, we admire Codeli a lot, and, give the video a like, give it a try, recommend it to the people you know who trains and say, hey, look, it's not a replacement for the gym, but maybe it could be useful for this and such. I've seen it and it's cool. And what do you know? Well, to generate the workout, you can tell him whatever you want or whatever, that could be cool. Quote, and if you're interested in this type of review, subscribe to the Codeli channel. Every Friday we do a live broadcast with the latest news from the week. From time to time, we'll publish, if you like it, reviews of applications of this type. We also publish content for developers, recently, on how to generate embeddings and, from the infrastructure, from the application, to develop with historical architectural design topics. So we'll be waiting for you with lit.